Right now, we're going to welcome in a new guest for us here at Robin Hood Radio. A couple of my friends notified me a couple of weeks ago about what has been going on with the St. Thomas Food for Life, their program that they have there. And we have set up this conversation with the Reverend A.J. Stack. A.J., thanks for joining us this morning on Robin Hood Radio.
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
Now, I have to apologize to AJ because I had him scheduled earlier, but it was right after the election. Maria Horn called. I thought I could get both interviews in, and I couldn't. So, AJ, you have my my apologies.
No, it's completely all right. It was an exciting morning, that's for sure.
All right. So now, you know, I've been aware of St. Thomas and what you've been doing to feed people for several years. Let's talk a little bit about you, though, for people that don't know. You've been at St. Thomas since February of this year, right?
Sure. Yeah, I came in the last part of February, only about 2.5 weeks before everything locked down from the pandemic. So I came from southern Ohio and moved here with my family. Yep.
Now, you're a licensed social worker. What's the huge difference between from where you came in southern Ohio and here in the Northeast, especially in our immediate tri-state region?
The difference between where I came from and here.
Yeah, the ministry, you know, and how you apply it to people. Is it the same, or are there different problems or more intense problems one place than the other?
No, I think everywhere you go, the problems that people face are very similar. So, you know, there are people who are struggling to make ends meet everywhere. There are people who are struggling with family issues. There are people who are struggling with loneliness or you know, purpose in their life. So ministry really is the same no matter where you are, honestly.
Well, yeah, I would figure the same problems really affect most where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And just actually moving here isn't that much different than living in Ohio, actually.
You know, I grew up in southeastern Ohio, which is the Appalachian part of Ohio, and so coming here felt very much like being at home. The mountains are very similar to where I grew up. So we've been so warmly welcomed here. It feels like we were made a part of this community overnight. Probably the all of us having to band together so quickly to meet the needs of the community helped a lot in that.
That's absolutely true. When you have this is not your normal crisis that comes up in an area. This is a worldwide crisis. Mm-hmm. Yet it has huge local impact. So if it's anything that should bring people together and bind people together, it's that. I want to get on to talk about the Food of Life food pantry. Now, like I said, we've talked about the food pantry there. That I think there's been a food pantry at the church. I'm going to guess here for at least what, 5-10 years.
The pantry actually has been around since 2008, so wow, over 11 years now. It was started in the aftermath of the 2008 recession. At the time, there were no other weekly pantries in eastern Dutchess County. And so the church saw a need and began this pantry. And then, you know, even after the economy began to recover, the need still existed. So that ministry has continued since 2008.
It's interesting to hear you say that because even though the so-called quote economy recovered, the big recovery came to people who are of medium and high-end means.
Exactly.
The biggest problem in this country when it comes to feeding people is, yes, there's lots of poor people out there. There's lots of people that need lots of help, but the working poor the working poor is what has increased the most, really, ever since, I'll say, over the past 20 years, where people have families where there's one parent or two parents, everybody's working, and there's still not enough money to pay the bills and feed everybody.
Exactly, exactly. And that didn't fix itself when the economy started to recover. You know, there's a huge growing gap between the working poor and those who are able to meet their own needs. And that's where things like Food of Life can step in, you know, and make sure that people are having their basic needs met.
We're speaking with Reverend A.J. Stack, St. Thomas, and we're talking about the Food of Life program. Now, you also had you've got a facility that cost quite a bit of money to put together, and it's really an incredible structure. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So, you know, almost overnight, within just a couple weeks, in March, by the end of March, we had more than doubled the number of our neighbors in need who were coming to us for help. So prior to the pandemic hitting, we used the church's parish house for the distribution for the pantry. And, of course, that became unsafe. We had to transition to being a drive-through pantry. And we also more than doubled the amount of food that we were procuring to give to folks. So we quickly learned that we were going to run out of space very quickly. And we also had someone from the Episcopal Diocese of New York up for a visit, and he was really happy with the changes that we'd made. And then he kind of looks at us and says, "What's going to happen in the wintertime?" Because we had all of our volunteers under tents. Oh, my goodness. We really need to think ahead here. So we started designing a new structure here on the campus of the church that is just about to be completed, we think even this week, that will house the entire pantry. It's a larger building that can house all the food that we need to store, house the refrigerators and the freezers that we need in order to be able to meet the need. We don't anticipate this need going down anytime soon, if not going up if we have to, you know, lock the community down again.
Yeah, until the virus is completely eradicated and other factors, the working poor, and that is a huge amount of the population.
Yes.
are going to need help, and it's not going down anytime soon. Now, what's incredible about this building that you've put together to me is the speed in which you did it, finding somebody to do it with that speed, mm-hmm. and the building is from what I see, 24 by 30. Mm-hmm. It includes heat and cooling. To put it together and build it this quickly is really amazing.
Yeah. So we were really blessed to find a general contractor who, you know, believed in the mission of St. Thomas and of Food of Life, and who just poured themselves into making sure that this could happen quickly. We broke ground mid-August, and we are, you know, now we're, you know, going to open this week. So it's just 2 months, a sizable building went up. And, you know, we had one of our volunteers here at the pantry who helps us on a weekly basis. Leo Blackman is also an architect, so he helped design the building. You know, it was just all kinds of people who believed in the mission of this pantry and are dedicated to their community. So the contractor was DuSillo Contracting, and I want to put their name out there because they did such an amazing job, are doing such an amazing job.
Now, here's another amazing fact, and we found out, we've always known about the givingness when an emergency comes up in this community. Mm-hmm. You've seen it when farms have had suffered fires and they've raised on GoFundMe $100,000+. Our own problems happened a couple of years ago when our AM transmitter was 35 years old, finally died. Well, you can buy an FM transmitter commercially for $5,000 to $10,000, but AM transmitters are built specific. We had to raise $35,000, and you know what? I'm embarrassed to say we raised $35,000 in under 5 days by people donating, and you had to raise over $120,000.
Correct. Yes, and the community really stepped up. We received donations from individuals and private family foundations. We received money from the Northeast Dutchess Fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, from community foundations of the Hudson Valley, from Foundation for Community Health. It really, you know, as a new person in this community, it warms my heart and gives me hope. To see a community that is so ready and able to band together to meet the needs of its most vulnerable.
I tell you, we're very lucky around here in the whole tri-state area. There's a lot of hidden poverty. There's a lot of hidden strife. There's a lot of hidden hunger here simply because of where we live. And people are made aware of it and really do help. Now, let's talk about this structure once again at the food pantry. Does the food pantry just serve people in New York, or is it in the immediate or surrounding area?
We serve people in New York and Connecticut. We actually even have sometimes folks come down from Massachusetts. We pride ourselves in being a community of what we call radical hospitality. So anyone who comes to us is able to receive food. No questions asked. Well, right. We ask you how many people are in your family, but you don't have to prove income. You don't have to approve residency. That's a hallmark of who we are, is serving anybody who comes. So we have lots of people from Millerton and Dover Plains and Amenia and Wassaic, but also Sharon and surrounding Connecticut communities as well.
So the Food of Life Pantry, where, for people that aren't aware where the church is, let's give you the exact location where this pantry is located.
Sure. The pantry is located at the same place as St. Thomas. It's 40 Leedsville Road in Amenia. That is at the intersection of 41 and Leedsville Road, right at the Connecticut-New York border in Amenia Union.
All right, so that's where it's located. Now, do you have a dedication ceremony coming up for this incredible building that you've put together so quickly?
Yeah. So because of the virus, we will be we'll have a small crowd, and we will video a dedication service, and then we're going to make that as widely available as possible, social media, on our website, via email to our donors. You can find St. Thomas on Facebook and our website, stthomasamenia.com. And once we do that, we're having the dedication ceremony on Sunday the 22nd, and we hope to have that distributed to folks by the next weekend, so that they can at least participate virtually. And then once it's more safe to do so, we are planning to have a big party to celebrate this community's effort in making sure that the needs of our most vulnerable are met.
And if people want to get a hold of you, AJ, what's the best way to do
sure.
that?
So the church's phone number here is 845-373-9161. My email is AJ, just the initials, at stthomasamenia.com. Or you can find out all of this information and a lot more about the things that are happening here at stthomasamenia.com. And there are all the links to information about the pantry are there as well.
All right. Well, stay in touch with us, and because I think that the church has always been doing interesting things and involved in the community. Keep us abreast, and we'd love to have you on again. And good luck with this. And as we head into the holiday season, believe it or not, with Thanksgiving coming up and then the holidays, the best to you. And also to congratulations on this addition to keep people fed in our area, even during the winter months.
Thanks. And if I could, Our volunteer coordinator would be upset with me if I didn't say this. If folks are interested in volunteering at the pantry, there is also on our website a volunteer form that you can fill out with your contact information to be put on our list for volunteer opportunities, because it takes about 25 to 30 folks a week to make the pantry happen.
All right. Well, once again, congratulations on putting this together so quickly, and a belated welcome to our area, AJ. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
It's quite a food pantry at St. Thomas put together here, and this will be up on our online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Interviews, and you'll find this interview here with lots of links, pictures, and videos about what we've been talking about.